Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, July 6th. Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a wonderful day with family and friends or getting some time of relaxation in some way. Thank you for joining me in reading God's Word as we continue in the book of Acts. Chapter 18, verses 1 through 17 today. We're in Paul's second missionary journey. I'm reading from the Christian Standard Bible. Then we'll move over to a companion scripture in 1 Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 1 through 2 and verses 15 through 23, just to get a little picture of the connection between the letter to the Corinthians and Paul's time in Corinth. Let's begin with Acts chapter 18, starting in verse 1. After this, he left Athens and went to Corinth, where he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. Paul came to them, and since they were of the same occupation, tent makers by trade, he stayed with them and worked. He reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and tried to persuade both Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy arrived from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself to preaching the word and testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Messiah. When they resisted and blasphemed, he shook out his clothes and told them, "Your blood is on your own heads. I am innocent. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." So he left there and went to the house of a man named Titius Justus, a worshiper of God whose house was next door to the synagogue. Crispus, the leader of the synagogue, believed in the Lord along with his whole household. Many of the Corinthians, when they heard, believed and were baptized. The Lord said to Paul in a night vision, "Don't be afraid, but keep on speaking and don't be silent. For I am with you, and no one will lay a hand on you to hurt you, because I have many people in this city." He stayed there a year and a half, teaching the word of God among them. When Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews made a united attack against Paul and brought him to the tribunal. "This man," they said, "is persuading people to worship God in ways contrary to the law." As Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrongdoing or of a serious crime, it would be reasonable for me to put up with you Jews. But if these are questions about words, names, or your own law, see to it yourselves. I refuse to be a judge of such things." So he drove them from the tribunal, and they all seized Sosthenes, the leader of the synagogue, and beat him in front of the tribunal. But none of these things mattered to Gallio. And now let us move over to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 and 2, and then 15 through 23. In this passage, Paul is talking with the Corinthians via letter about his apostleship. In Corinth, as we just read, there's lots of tension about who Paul is and what he has come to do. He is misunderstood among the Jewish population. And in this letter, he is defending his apostleship and reminding them that the Lord had sent him, that he preached free of charge. Remember, he was a tent maker with Priscilla and Aquila, and that his commission was to go first to the Jews, but then also to the Gentiles. Chapter 9 of 1 Corinthians, verses 1 and 2. "Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? If I am not an apostle to others, at least I am to you, because you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord." And now moving over to verse 15. "For my part, I have used none of these rights, nor have I written these things, that they may be applied in my case. For it would be better for me to die than for anyone to deprive me of my boast. For if I preach the gospel, I have no reason to boast because I am compelled to preach. And woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this willingly, I have a reward. But if unwillingly, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my reward? To preach the gospel and offer it free of charge and not make full use of my rights in the gospel. Although I am free from all and not anyone's slave, I have made myself a slave to everyone in order to win more people. To the Jews I became like a Jew to win Jews, to those under the law like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, to win those under the law. To those who are without the law, like one without the law, though I am not without God's law, but under the law of Christ, to win those without the law. To the weak, I became weak in order to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that I may by every possible means save some. Now I do all this because of the gospel, so that I may share in the blessings. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. As I was thinking about Paul's second missionary journey, I remembered that he went back to visit some places that he'd been before, and then there were different stops along the way. And I kind of wanted to see what modern day countries was Paul visiting when he went on his journey. And as I read, I learned that he was mostly in Turkey and Greece, including Macedonia and Athens during this time. And as we read today, he was in the city of Corinth. And so as we end our podcast today on this Saturday, I wanted us to pray for the country of Greece, where Paul shared the gospel with people over 2,000 years ago. And so Greece has a long history of Christianity, but there are also many new Christians and churches among the migrants and the refugees that live in Greece. The book that I'm using asks us to pray for new faith among Greek Orthodox Christians and for the many children to hear about Jesus through Good News Clubs. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for Paul and his companions and their diligence to go out and to serve, to teach others about you. We pray, Lord, on this Saturday, wherever our lives take us, that you would be present with us, that you would give us the fruit of your Spirit, that you would help us to process according to your mindset, and you would give us a singular purpose of following you. Holy Spirit, would you open our ears and our hearts to what you have to speak to us? We thank you for the country of Greece. We pray for the people there. We ask, Lord, for the Christians that they would have boldness, for the Greek Orthodox Church that they would continue to grow in what it means to follow Jesus. We pray for the kids that go to the Good News Clubs. And we thank you, Lord, for the people in Corinth who were first told the message about Jesus, and those in modern day, that they might know and follow hard after you. As we prepare for worship tomorrow, Lord, tune our hearts and our attention to you so that when we gather corporately, we would celebrate, but that each day would be worship and praise and acknowledgement that all we have and all we are is from you. We love you, Lord, and we pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.